Thought for today, we all got it. Yes, we do. We all got it. And what is it that we've all got? We've all got unconditional love in us. Now, there's a lot of times we don't think we have unconditional love because it's hard to not judge another person. It's hard not to judge ourselves. It's hard not to make attitudes that are limiting to ourselves and others. It's hard to do that. But we all have unconditional love. We all got it. And it's just a matter of practice and using it. If you want to do a magician's sleight of hand trick, it takes practice. It takes practice to do it again and again and again. And you'll foul it up, you'll mess it up. But after a while, you realize that you can do it. After a while, you realize that it's not so difficult. After a while, you'll do it just because it's the thing to do. And so when you do your sleight of hand magician trick, it's simple as can be. People who play these games and who do these things, they're not the smartest people in the world. They're not the most brilliant people in the world. They're not stupid. But they're just ordinary people like you and us, you and me, and ordinary people who just choose to learn something, choose to do it. Now, we can choose to learn to be unconditionally loving. To be unconditionally loving goes against everything we've been taught all of our lives. We've been taught to judge other people, to judge ourselves, to make sure that we always do what's right and good. And when you say to a child, you know what's right. You know the thing that you should do. And the child does it. Now, the child may not really know all the intricacies of what is right and what is wrong. But in general, the child knows that if it makes him happy, if it is right and good in his heart, then it's the right thing to do. And a billion times out of one time out of a billion, it's always right. It's always right. Learn to have the habit of being unconditionally loving. Now, the habit of unconditionally loving starts with ourself. It starts when we say to ourselves, I like me. And, of course, that is a judgment, you might say, but it's a good judgment. But it's not really a judgment. I like me. Oh, that's a good step. We've taught and talked about that for a long time, and we've impressed that upon our consciousness much, 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 and we feel that that's so important. But yet, the more important thing is all is in divine order. Because when you say all is in divine order about yourself, about anybody else, there's no judgment. There's no judgment whatsoever. You're saying divine order. That's right. Do you know what divine order is? No. Okay. Do you know divine order is good and beautiful and right and fantastic? Well, I would hope so. Yes, I would too. And I rather believe so. I believe that when you say all is in divine order, it is a very good thing. Okay. Now, if you say I like me, that's nice. But you see, then you're thinking from the point of view, perhaps, that you didn't like yourself. And you're thinking from the point of view of the times when you didn't like yourself. And you're thinking of your self-righteous times of experience where you feel that you have a right to be unhappy with somebody else because they're not following the principle, not following the rules. Well, why am I seeing another person not following the principle, not following the rules? Why am I looking at anyone in this world and seeing them being less than ideal, less than all in divine order? How could I do that? Well, I do that because I forget sometimes. I'm not my brother's keeper. I forget sometimes I am not responsible for anything that goes on in this world, only for what goes on in my heart and in my mind. And when I'm responsible for what goes on in my heart and in my mind, then everything that goes on in the world is good, is wonderful. Because I have put the cause in motion for it to be wonderful. I have put the cause in motion for it to be good. Now, a magician learns his sleight of hand game and his practice by doing it again and again and again. Sometimes doing it before people and most of the time doing it in as he sits on his bed, or she sits on her bed, as they are in private, not secret, just in private. They're by themselves. Maybe they're in the backyard, and there's nobody around, and they're playing their sleight-of-hand game. And they're learning that, and what does sleight-of-hand mean? It means quicker than the eye can see. You just move things quicker around, and you make people think they're seeing one thing, and they're seeing another thing. It's sort of having someone see the magic of it. And when you do see the magic, when you do learn the magic, when you gain that skill, you say, oh, that's not so difficult. That's not so difficult. When you gain the skill of anything, you say, that's not so difficult. I can do that quite nicely. I can do that quite easily. That's really quite simple to do. And then the more you practice it and the more you live it, the more you are it. Now, they say about learning how to roller skate or learning how to dance or learning how to do any thing that you learn, riding a bike or what have you. And once you know how, you never forget. Now, what is it that you forget? What is it that you forget in any skill? You forget your balance. And you forget your balance because you feel that you cannot do it. You feel that you are incapable of something. You feel that something or somebody or some skill is higher than your ability to accomplish it. And, of course, if you're going to feel that way, if you're going to act that way, then you will be held back by the very thing that you say you can't do. And yet, if you practice and you practice and you practice, give a person a deck of cards and teach them the rules of a few games, and then have them be alone for a period of time. Have them be alone doing nothing for a period of time. And they'll learn cards, and they'll learn card games, and they'll learn them, and they'll learn them real well. And they're not doing anything bad at all. Now, today our young people, and our all the people who get a hold of video games, play them with a vengeance. They play them with the thrill and with the participation, with an activation that, yeah, I like that. Oh, boy, is that fun. Oh, my goodness. And they're not killing people, although the game might be killing people. They're not stealing or hurting people or doing things, but they're being very skillful. They're being very crafty. They're being very, they have abilities that they didn't know they had. They have these abilities, and they're using them. Now, the more you play the video game, the more you develop the skills. The more you do the checkers or chess, the more you work in crossword puzzles, the more you do these games, the more skills you gain. And the mind is more brilliant. The mind is more alert, alive, aware, awake, and totally harmonious with what you're doing. But it's only as you play these games. It's only as you enter into these games. It's only as you participate in them. And you don't need to know the game, how badly it is. You know the game, how good it is. We're watching Merlin on the video, and Merlin is a magician living in King Arthur's time. And Merlin has all sorts of things happening to him. And Merlin is a good guy, and he always wants to do good things, and he always wants to bring about harmony and peace and joy. And he gets himself in trouble occasionally when he starts to judge or when he starts to look at things that are not good. And then he begins to use his skills. Now, he had these skills all of his life, from the time he was an infant, but he didn't use them. And then, little by little, the demand came to him to use these skills, and he found that he had them. And then the more that he used them, the more skills he found he had. And when the skills were wrapped in his character, the skills were always doing good, always doing beautiful things, always doing wonderful things. Now, he didn't know he could do it, and yet he did. He was born of a sorcerer, he was born of a magician, he was born of this and that, and he knew that, but he didn't believe he could do it. Oh, his dad could do it, his mother could do things and what have you, but he couldn't, because he did not believe in himself. And the moment he started believing in himself, the moment he had people who had trusted in him, the moment he had people who needed him for whatever reason, as King Arthur did, then he brought out his skills. He brought out his genius. Now, he did not think that the skills were to be used for evil. He thought it was only to be used for good. And so he did his very best to use it for good, and people used it against him. People were trying to do things bad about him. But he was untouched. Now, you and I are observers of the video. And as we observe the video, we see these things going on. And we see these people who are made to look very bad. And yet they did have some good in them. People were made to look very evil and very, very terrible, very witch-like. And so you're made to feel very badly about them. But as you are a positive, conscious observer, you choose to watch what Merlin does. He's the good guy. Oh, King Arthur, or Prince Arthur, whatever he was at the time, he was a good guy, but he was finding himself too. And he was finding himself using limited ideas. But they were good, basically. But Merlin himself was always playing the good game. And so as you watch this video, as you pay attention to it, you don't see all of the fighting. You don't see all of the conflict. You don't see all of the unhappiness. You see the genius of Merlin coming through beautifully, wonderfully, marvelously. And he doesn't even recognize it sometimes. But it comes through. But always he is good at heart. Always he is a loving person. Always he is a fine person. Always he is unconditionally loving. That's his nature. That's your nature. That's my nature. That's who we are. And wherever we go, we have this skill of unconditional love. We may not be utilizing it as much as we can, but the more we use it, the more we open our hearts to it, the more we let go and let the divine in us be who we really are, we find that we have the ability to do these wonderful things, and we didn't even realize it. We are the ideal, unconditionally loving being. We are, all is in divine order now. We are happy. We are contented. We are fulfilled. All because we took the time to learn the legerdemain of the magician, took the time to learn the games of childhood, took the time to learn the video games and to be very brilliant in them. And as we did this, no judgment, just learning skills. And as we learn these skills, we always have the skills. But now we're learning to put them to use in a positive way, and beautiful things happen to us every single moment of our life, every day. And we feel good and very good. Because that's our nature. That's who we are. That's what we are, and that's why we are. And it's a wonderful thing to be. Join me today in this awareness that you are an unconditionally loving being all the time. You have learned that skill as I have learned that skill, and we use that skill every moment of our life, because that's the truth about you and the truth about me, now and forevermore.